ओम नमो अरिहंतारम, नमो सिद्धारम, नमो आर्यारम, नमो वज्रायणम, नमो लोय सवसाहुनम, एसो पंच नमोकारो सव पाव पनाशनो मंगलारम च सवेसी परमम हवै मंगलम।
चित्तारी मंगलम, अरिहंता मंगलम, सिद्धा मंगलम, साहु मंगलम, केवली बनातो दमो मंगलम। Chittari Lugutama, Arihanta Lugutama, Siddha Lugutama, Sahu Lugutama, Kevi Banato Damo Lugutama. Chittari Sharanam Paujami, Arihanta Sharanam Paujami, Siddha Sharanam Paujami, Sadhu Sharanam Paujami, Kevi Banato Damo Sharanam Paujami. Hello?
Hello, just a minute. Anubhavji?
Hello.
Yeah, Lugan are here.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is some disturbance.
Yes. Hello.
Now it looks okay.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Anubhavji.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, Anubhavji.
Yes, everyone can hear you.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yeah, Jamin, just a minute, please.
I can conference Anubhavji in.
One second, let me just, I am on chat with him. Let me ask, because he is not able to hear, whatever we are speaking. We are able to hear him, but he is not able to hear us. So, let me
Okay.
Let me just check with him.
Hello.
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 Hello, are you
here? Yes, Justin.
Yeah, I think connection today, because when you joined initially also there was some breakup of voice, and then I guess you were not able to hear us.
Yeah.
Again, I think.
Hello, Sanjay. Did you say something to me?
No, Arjun. Just a minute.
But the voice is cracking up. I cannot hear completely.
You're not able to hear us, Anubhavji? Okay, Arjun.
Yes.
Yeah, Arjun, you'll have to conference Anubhav Jain.
Oh, okay. I'll just do that right now.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Hello, is everyone there now?
Hello. Hello, Jim. Yeah, I guess we have everyone.
Okay. So now, what we'll do, one by one, we're going to read this one stanza of Dev Stuti, okay? And then we'll be moving forward today, okay? So we'll go like Arjun, then Jaimin, then Natasha, then Arush, and then Dia, okay? We have to read one stanza, and then Arjun will read first, then Jaimin will read second. And meanwhile, the one person is reading it, we have to also look at it. So in a way, we also actually sing it, but we are not singing it, okay? Just we have to read it, okay, while one person is reading it, so that we everything gets revised. Okay, Arjun, start.
Wait, so I start from the first one, right?
Yes.
The first PPT page.
Yeah, oh God, devoid of attachments,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, our well-being creature, let our wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge, Son, fulfill prayer.
May we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy.
Let not raise our pride and greed. May we drink satisfaction nectar. May we always keep serving our Jain religion so divine.
May we eliminate bad practices and spread good pleasing deeds. May we live happily with others, propagating our transcendent religions.
And rejoice in gloomy sorrows. As mountains, may we stay composed. May we always tread the path of
righteousness,
concentrating on our soul.
May we destroy eight karmas that lead to unhappiness in the world. May we keep uttering your name, O Lord, that destroys all troubles. Arjun?
May our souls remain untainted, privened of the dust of all sins. Let our true
Let true knowledge of ourselves grow within with religious education.
Standing on our feet with our hands, with joined hands, we worship thee, O dear Lord, and pray that all hopes be fulfilled, we attain ourselves.
O God, devoid of attachments, omniscient or well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge and fulfilled prayer.
Okay, very good. Okay, so who will tell me till now, from till where we have come into this poem? Like, what have we done till now? Jamin, from where we have to start today, if you remember.
I think we have to start.
What did we do in the last class?
The
fifth slide, maybe eliminate.
Yes.
So we did it partially, or it's to be started from scratch.
I think we have to.
Yes.
I think that we partially did it.
Acha. Okay. In the last class, what did we do? Who will tell me? If anybody voluntarily. In the last class, what did we do? We did one of the stories, right? Right?
Yes.
Hello? Yes, which story did we do?
Last time
Hello?
We left some Chakravarti names.
Oh, which Chakravarti? We didn't do any story last time, please. We learned the name of our Acharyas. Now, who will tell me the name of Acharyas? At least two or three. We learned four names. Yeah, who will tell me any of the names? We didn't do any story. We forgot everything that we did in the last class.
Can I say that Acharya's name?
What? Wait. Okay, who will tell the name of the Acharyas? Okay, only one name, Jamin. One name, only one of the Acharyas.
Kundacharya?
Which Acharya? Very good. Kundacharya. Arjun, any other Acharya? Very good, Jamin. Kundacharya.
Dharsen Acharya.
Very good. It's Dharsen. Okay. Dharsen.
Okay. Dharsen.
Dharsen Acharya. Very good. Any other name? Arush. Yeah. Which one?
Bhutbali
Acharya. Very good. Diya, any other name?
Acharya Pushpadant.
Very good. Acharya Pushpadant. So, Natasha, how many Acharyas did we learn?
Four.
Huh?
We learned four Acharyas.
Okay, so which one?
Darsan Acharya, Bhutbali Acharya, Pushpadant Acharya, and Kund Acharya.
Excellent. Very good. Chalo, you all remember the names at least. Very good. So these are the Acharyas that happened in the history, and these Acharyas have written the great scriptures based upon which we have knowledge of Jainism today, without which we would not have like this much knowledge of Jainism in this world today.
So, any name of the scripture which scripture was first written? Like, first written scripture, the name? The first scripture. Who told the Samayasar? Who was this?
Jaimin.
Hello. Oh, Jaimin. Okay. Who wrote Samayasar?
Kundakunda Acharya.
Very good. Kundakunda Acharya wrote Samayasar. Okay, I'm asking the but Samayasar is not the first written scripture. I wanted to know what is the name of first written scripture. Can you recall, Arush?
What?
The name of the first written scripture.
Shakandagam.
Very good. Excellent. Shatkhanam. Excellent. It's Shatkhandagam. It was written by Arjun. Who wrote Shatkhandagam? Wait, Arjun, who wrote it?
Pushpadant Acharya and...
Very good.
And Acharya Bhutbali.
Very good. Acharya Pushpadant and Acharya Bhutbali. Okay. So now we'll start with the fifth slide. We are done with the two lines. Partially we did this. Maybe eliminate bad practices and spread good pleasing deeds. Maybe live happily with others, propagating our Trans religion. So what we learn in this, the qualities of Jain people, like they do not eat at night and they do not eat the roots. And they always drink the filtered water, and we learn the process to filter water as well. And then there are three basic other things that we did in another class, okay? So the three basic things that we do not do, the Jain people do not do, is they do not drink liquor, the alcohol, okay? So they do not drink liquor or alcohol. They do not eat non-vegetarian food, that is flesh. They do not eat animals, so non-vegetarian food they do not eat, and they do not take the honey. Okay, three things: we do not drink liquor, alcohol, we do not eat the non-vegetarian food, and then we do not take the honey, we do not eat honey. Okay, so there are 5-6 qualities now. We do not eat at night. We do drink filtered water. And then next thing, do not eat at night, filtered water, do not eat roots. Then we do not drink liquor, do not eat non-vegetarian food, and we do not take or we do not eat honey. We do not use honey. Who will tell me these six qualities? Diya. Can you tell us six qualities of Jain people?
We should not eat in the night. We should not eat in the night. Then
we should
drink filtered water.
Two, very good. Then
we should not drink alcohol.
Very good. Three.
We should not eat non-vegetarian food.
Very good. We should not eat non-vegetarian food. Then?
We should not eat honey.
Very good. So five. There is one left. we did it in the last class. Like, we took the number of Siddhas and we tried to figure out how many Jivas are there. In which thing there are so many Jivas? Okay, so what is left? Who will tell us?
No.
Natasha?
Yeah, you shouldn't eat anything.
Diya told us the five palis. What,
don't
Natasha?
Don't eat anything underground, like any underroot vegetables.
Yeah, the root vegetables we do not eat, like potatoes, onions, carrots, right? Okay, excellent. So we have six qualities. We do not eat at night. We drink filtered water. We do not eat roots. We do not drink liquor, alcohol. We do not eat non-vegetarian food. And we do not eat honey. So three are related with eating. So do not eat non-vegetarian food. Do not eat honey. And do not eat root vegetables. Then one is eating at night. So we do not eat at night. The other, we drink filtered water and we do not drink alcohol. So these are the six things. Okay? Clear? Everybody clear? Okay, so slide number five. Maybe eliminate bad practices and spread the pleasing deeds. Means the bad practices, that these all things are considered as bad practices and there are many other things. So if there is any bad practices that we see around, we should always strive for making it, you know, good, making it turn good. And we should never do the bad. We should always keep doing the good. So these lines mean that. And then may we live happily with others, propagating our transmission. So we should always live happily with others. We should not fight with anybody. We should not cheat anybody. We should always behave well with everybody, and thus everybody will look at us and we will be doing the things that all gems do. So indirectly what we'll be doing, we'll be propagating our triumph religion, nothing else we'll be doing. So we should never do bad, we should always do good, and if we'll be doing good, everybody around will be happy with others, so we will be living happily with others, and thus we'll be indirectly propagating our triumph to the religion. Okay? Okay, so just a small question. Who is known as Jain? Whom do we call Jain? Arjun. Who is Jain?
One who has the qualities of a Jain, I guess. One who drinks filtered water, who doesn't eat at night, who doesn't eat roots, doesn't drink alcohol, doesn't eat meat or seafood, and doesn't eat honey.
Oh, very good. Awesome. So one who has the qualities of a Jain is known as Jain. Very good. So any other definition? Why do we call Jain? Like, why Jain, the word Jain, J-A-I-N, why Jain? Why nothing else? Anybody, why else? Arjun rightly said that the one who owns the quality of a Jain is known as Jain. But any other, why do we call it Jain? Any idea? Anyone can try. Okay, I'll tell you. See, whom do we bow down to? Who is our Bhagwan? Who is our Bhagwan? Okay, who is our Bhagwan? Jaimin, who is our Bhagwan? Arihanta, very good. So we have Arihanta Bhagwan, right? Arihantas and Siddhas are our Bhagwan. Excellent. So the other name for Arihantas and Siddhas are Jain. Jain. What do we call them? Jain. What do we call them? Hello? Are you all Yes. Are you all able to contemplate what I'm saying? Yes. What do we call Aryan Bhagwan or Siddh Bhagwan? The other name for them is?
Jinn.
You know genie, genie? So it's like Jinn. Jinn. Okay? J-I-N. Jinn. Like we have C-I-N, Chin. J-I-N, Jinn. Okay? So what do we mean by? The word jinn means one who has won all the five senses and the passions. You know, we have five senses, indriya, we have eyes, we have nose, we have this tongue, we have ears, and we have this body, the whole body. These are the five senses. You must have learned this in your biology class, right? Did you learn it? Five senses we all know?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, we all know five senses. So, the one who has won these five senses and who has won, like who has destroyed all his passions, the kashayas, is known as Jinn. Also, winning senses means what? See, we are presently defeated by our senses. Like, if we do not get a good food, we are sad, right? If we do not get something to eat, we do not get something good for this tongue, we are very, very, very unhappy. Like, oh, the food is so bad, I cannot eat it, I cannot take it. Right? So what happened? We are dependent on our tongue. So this is being defeated by our tongue. So, okay. Now we want to see only the good thing. So if somebody is showing us something very bad, we do not want to see it. And if somebody is forcing us to see something bad, so we are actually very much in miserable condition. We do not want to say anything bad, right? We do not want to go to some dirty place. We always want to go to some best of the sites of the world. We want to visit the best countries, best parks, best museums. We do not want to see any dirty thing, right?
Right.
That's why our eyes are dependent on our eyes. That these only want to see good. These cannot see the bad. These are very dependent. And also, that we do not see everything. We want to play games, we see only the games. We see movies, we see TV serials, we see things, okay? So we are dependent on our eyes. Like nose, we do not want to smell bad. Ears, we do not want to smell. We do not want to listen to bad things. If somebody is saying bad about us, we do not want to listen to it. But if somebody is by chance saying good about us, yes, we give it all our ears, right? So, we are like this whole body. How do we like it? If it is dressed well, we have put everything like we have combed our hairs, we're looking well, presentable, so we want it. But if there is something bad with our face, something just happened, some infection or something, and it is not looking that great, so we are very upset. Oh, I'm not looking good. Oh, my face has got this thing. So, this is all being dependent on these senses. For our happiness, we are entirely dependent on these senses. I want to eat good, smell good, put on some good clothes. I want to listen to good things, see good things. So these are all the dependency that we have on these senses. What are Arhant and Siddh Bhagwan has done? They do not care about what is happening in their body, what is happening in his eyes, nose, ears. What are happening to these things? They know these are the part of the body, and I'm not dependent on these because I have the complete knowledge. See, we cannot see without eyes, so we are dependent on the eyes. We cannot smell without the nose, so we are dependent on nose. But Kevali Bhagwan, the Arhant Parameshti, they do not see with eyes. They do not require eyes to know everything of this world. He has Keval Gyan. So without the help of the eyes, he sees everything. So we are dependent because our knowledge, our Gyan, is much lower than that of Kevali Bhagwan. So here is the point. Kevali Bhagwan is what? Keval Gyan. What does he has?
Keval Gyan.
Keval Gyan. Very good. What do we have? We have Mati and Shrut Gyan. We call it Chayoksham Gyan. What do we have? Chayoksham Gyan. What do we have?
Chayoksham Gyan.
Say, Chayoksham. Very good. Gyan. Excellent. Chayoksham Gyan. Very good. Chayoksham Gyan. So, our Gyan is not complete. So, incomplete Gyan is known as Chayoksham Gyan. And the complete Gyan is known as Keval Gyan. So, what do we have? We have Chayoksham Gyan. What do we have?
Chayoksham Gyan.
Yeah, Chayoksham Gyan. Diya, what do we have? Which Gyan do we have, Diya? Chayoksham. Chayoksham. Yes, Chayoksham. Chay and then Opsham. So it becomes Chayoksham. Chayoksham. So we have this Chayoksham Gyan. Okay? Arush, which Gyan?
Chayoksham Gyan.
Chayoksham Gyan. Excellent. So we have this Chayoksham Gyan. Fine. Kevali Bhagwan is Keval Gyan. Therefore, he is known as Kevali or Arihanta or Siddha. And those who have Keval Gyan, they are independent of their senses. And those who have Chayoksham Gyan, generally they are dependent on their senses for knowledge. Okay? So, we are very hugely dependent on these senses. So, we are the follower of that Bhagwan, that deity, who has actually won his senses. So he is known as Jinn. One who wins his senses is known as Jinn. And one who follows the Jinn is known as Jain. Jinn, Jain. So the followers of Jinn, the one who actually follows what the Jinn is saying, becomes Jain. So definition of Jain is one who follows Jinn Bhagwan. Jinendra Bhagwan, Jinn Bhagwan is known as Jain. Okay, the follower of Jinna is known as Jaina. Who will tell me the definition of Jaina? Jainin?
A follower of Jinn.
Very good. And who is Jain, Arush? Whom do we call Jain? One who has won what? He has, like, defeated something. What has he... He is independent of something. What is it?
Don't eat at night.
What? Achha, Arahant Bhagwan doesn't eat at night. That.
And
what,
no,
Arush?
And no alcohol.
Okay, Arahant Bhagwan doesn't drink any alcohol, right? And what else?
No honey.
No honey. Arahant Bhagwan does not eat any honey as well. See, Arush, I'm asking for the definition of Jinn. Whom do we call Jinn? You are telling me the qualities of Jain, the follower of Jinn. So who is Jinn? Somebody who has...
Somebody who...
This is Arjun.
Okay, Arjun, say.
Isn't it one who... It has to relate with senses, but is it one who...
Yeah.
Who has eliminated one sense?
Who has what?
Who has eliminated one sense?
Who has eliminated one sense? What do you mean by eliminated?
Like, they don't use that sense, like, yeah.
No, they are not dependent on the senses.
Oh.
See, we have seen Arantas have body, right? Arantas have body. Siddhas do not. So Siddhas so totally are out of senses. But though Arhintas have body, they have eyes, they have ears. They do not know from, they do not see from eyes or listen from ears. They know everything of this world. So they do not need to see things to know things. They just know them. So therefore, they are not dependent. So if today Anubhav loses his eyesight, he cannot see. But Arhanta Bhagwan, if he closes his eyes, he still can see because he has the complete knowledge. So what is the difference? Arhantas have Keval Gyan. Jaina Bhagwan has Keval Gyan. Therefore, he is not dependent on the senses. Anubhav doesn't have Keval Gyan. He has Chayopsham Gyan. Chayopsham Gyan. Therefore, he is dependent on his senses to know things. Okay, so that is the distinction. Okay, Arjun? So, Jaina, Arush, Jaina is someone who is not dependent on his senses and who has won or destroyed all his passions. Okay, so Jaina means winning. So, what has he won? He has won all his senses and passion. So, somebody who won his senses and passions is known as Jaina. And the follower of Jaina Bhagwan is known as Jaina. Correct? Am I clear, everybody?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so keep it in mind. How do we get the word J-A-I-N, Jain? It comes from Jin, J-I-N, Jin. So the followers of Jaina Bhagwan, Jaina is nothing but Arhantas and Siddhas. Someone who has no passion, so they are passionless. And someone who doesn't know because of his indriyas, because of his senses, who is independent of senses. So it is no one else but our Arhantas and Siddhas. And therefore we follow them. And therefore we are the follower of them. So we are known as Jaina. And there are six qualities that we have, that we own, that we do not eat at night. We drink filtered water. We do not eat non-vegetarian food. We do not eat roots. We do not drink liquor. And we do not drink honey. So these are the six qualities, that basic qualities that we own. Okay?
Okay.
Am I clear now?
Yes.
Okay. So these lines are saying that if you are Jain, so you are the follower of Jin Bhagwan, right? So Jin Bhagwan is passionless. So you also should not have these passions. So while you interact with others, people around you, you have to really be happy with them. You do not have to fight. You only fight when you get passions. So you have to do not get angry, do not feel pride, greedy, or you do not cheat anybody. So therefore, if you do not do these four things, you are actually being good to them. So thus, it is saying, maybe live happily with others and propagating our triumph religion. So if they see this, that he is such a nice person, that he doesn't fight, he doesn't eat such bad things, he doesn't do such bad things, so they'll be saying, oh, what a nice boy. So actually, indirectly, what we'll be doing, we'll be celebrating our religion and propagating it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Any question from these lines?
No.
Just simple lines. So these are just simple basic lines that what should we do? We should always live happily with others. Okay. Now the next four lines. These are similar to what we did in the slide number 4. What we did in the slide number 4, maybe drink satisfaction nectar. Who will tell me the meaning of satisfaction nectar? We are done with this slide. Who will tell me what is satisfaction nectar?
This
Natasha, what is satisfaction? Yeah, Arjun, say.
That is, there is what is the wants, like I want a new iPhone or I want a new computer.
Yeah, so to want is satisfying, like satisfaction nectar to do not want it is satisfaction nectar.
To not
maybe drink satisfaction nectar. So what is this satisfaction nectar? To want new things?
No, to want to not want more things.
Okay, so in other way positively, Natasha, can you add something? Very good, Arjun said it well. In other lines, what can we say? Natasha, can you give us some help? Yes, Natasha.
Oh, yeah. So basically the entire paragraph says, let not raise our pride and greed. May we drink satisfaction nectar. So basically what that is saying
is
that you should be satisfied with what you have and don't be greedy and just be satisfied.
Excellent. This is the line. Very good. Full stop. Very good. So what Arjun said, you said it positively. Arjun said we should not ask for more. You said we should be satisfied with what we have. Excellent. So this is the point. Satisfaction actually is nothing but being content in what we have right now. We should not be restless for the things we do not have. We should be instead happy in what we have at present. Okay? Fine. So now in the sixth slide, the same thing is coming. Okay, we'll sing it together for once, okay? I'll sing it for you once, and then you all will sing it together, okay? In rich joys and gloomy sorrows, as mountains may be stick and post, may we always tread the path of righteousness, concentrating on our soul. Okay, read it.
In rich joys and gloomy sorrows, may we always tread the path of righteousness
on our soul.
Very good. May we always tread path of righteousness, concentrating on our soul. May we always tread path of righteousness, concentrating on our soul. In rich joys and gloomy sorrows, as mountains may we stay composed, may we always tread the path of righteousness, concentrating on our soul. Yes, may we always tread path of righteousness, concentrating on our soul. Okay, so now in rich joys and gloomy sorrows, this is very simple. In the times of joy, the happiness, when everything is happening good around us, we are on mountain 7, we are on the top of the world, everything is well, our parents are praising us, our mark sheets are excellent, we have got excellent friends, excellent games, excellent, our wardrobe is like filled with whatever we wanted ever. So in the times of rich joys, means when everything is happening good with us, rich joy. Or when everything is shattered, everything is very gloomy, everything is actually very happening very badly. So in the times of sorrows, in the times of good things happening, and in the times of bad things happening, in the times of joys and in the times of sorrows, what do we have to do? As mountains may be stay composed, like at the time of cyclone, at the time of rain, or at a normal day, the mountains remain, you know, composed. They remain where they are. They do not deviate like trees. Trees actually get, you know, here and there. They sometimes even get, you know, get off on the ground while there are cyclones or there is water, too much of the water, there's flood. But the mountains, they never lose their base. They always stay composed. So therefore, in the times of joys or sorrows, we should never get deviated. We should always stay composed. We should always be content in whatever has come. We should be satisfied with the situations. We should not lose ourselves, lose our hearts when we are in deep, you know, deep pains or when the days are very gloomy. And also we should not be too much greedy or too much prideful when the things are going great with us. So when everything is happening great, what we have to do? We have to be composed. We have to remain composed. When everything goes bad with us, what we have to do? We have to remain composed. So what will it give us? It will not make us unhappy then. I'll tell you one story, okay? There is one person who is very famous in this satisfaction nectar thing, okay? There was one very rich person, okay? The rich man, okay? So he had what? He had this business, offshore business. He had these ships running. They go out in the sea. They cross the sea. They go to other countries, the foreign countries, and they do business there. And then they, after doing business, they load their ships again, and then they come back to their country with lots of riches. Okay, so this person is very rich. So now one day he's sitting on his shop while his ships are out there. His ships have like he has dozens of the ships running on the sea. Doing business in dozens of the countries. Okay, so now his employee, who is his accountant, he comes running. He's very tense, and he's just doing his work sitting. This rich man is doing his work sitting. The employer and his employee, his accountant, he comes and says, "Sir, you're one of the ship that has around 20." billions of the treasury, it has just sunk. It's just gone into the water." So this person says, "Okay, fine." So this accountant feels like, "What has happened? What is wrong with you? You're not shocked or something? You're not sad?" He said, "Okay, we'll see." Like, he just thinks about it, and he's sitting. So this accountant is like real mad. He is like feeding it out. The ship has sunk, okay? Ship has gone into the water. And the employer, the owner of the ship, he is, okay, fine. He keeps his calm. He remains cool, okay? Now, hours passes, the accountant is back into his work. Now, after like 3 hours, the accountant again came back. So he's very much laughing. He's like mad. Okay. "Dear sir, the ship that sunk, we just got the information that was not ours. It was other people's." So this employer, the rich person, he's again very calm, simple. He said, Okay. So this person, the accountant, he really gets very irritated. See, when your ship is sunk, you're not being sad. When this ship is not sunk, when you come to know that, those 20 billion are saved, you're again not happy. What kind of person you are? How can you be so composed? How can you not feel something? So this person, the rich person, says, "Okay, just tell me. When the ship was sunk, could I do anything about it? Like, could I make it out of the sea?" So that accountant says, "No, I cannot make it out of the sea. You could not have done that." Okay. So you were so sad. Could you do that? Could you have made it out of the sea and bring my riches back to me? No. Something which was not possible and which has already happened. Why should I be worried for that?" You getting his point? So this is okay. Then why are you not happy if it has actually come out without me doing it? So this rich person again says, "See, dude, it never went to the sea. It never got sunk. Okay, fine. So you're saying that somebody else's ship has sunk, ours is not. Now tell me, what guarantee do you have that ours will not sink again? Ours will not get sunk?" this person saying, okay, we cannot do anything about that. That too, we cannot guarantee that earth will not sink. He says, something which is not permanent, some situation which is not permanent, that the ship has not sunk, this is not a permanent situation. There's always a slight chance that it will sunk again. So why should I be happy about the thing which is not permanent? So this person is again very much, you know, mesmerized from the concepts given by him. So he says, see, what I saved from is, I saved from getting worried when you were worried. And because you were worried, you needed to be happy. I wasn't worried, so I didn't need any excitement. So I am also saved from this excitement that you have. So I am very content and I do not need to worry with the situation. Therefore, I remain my calm and I remain content. So therefore, I am at presently happy. Not like a mad person who at an instance becomes very hyper, in other instance very excited, very calm. So I do not fluctuate with times. The times remain fluctuating and I remain keeping composed myself. Okay, so now do you get the logic of that person, why he is not getting affected by the situation? Hello, did you get this story? I know this was like...
I didn't understand the part about why he was fine with it.
He was?
Composed and fine with it. In each case when...
Yeah. In each case, why he was composed, right? Okay. Anything else? Everybody got the story? I mean, other than this point, everybody got the story?
Yes, it was a very good story.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, now, listen to this thing. Okay, this is the principle of Jainism. And this is a well-asked question, Arjun. Very good. The point is, in Jainism, there is this thing. We have this soul. Who are we? We are Jiva, right? We are Jiva, right? Okay, so how old are we? Like 20 years, 10 years, 16 years, 7 years, 8 years? How old are we? We are from time immemorial. We are from time infinite. There is no age. We are human beings for 8 years, 10 years or 20 years. That is for sure. We took birth 10 years back or 8 years back or 5 years back or 20 years back. But before taking birth, where were we? We must be some other place, we must be some deva or some animal, or it is also possible that we were in hell or we were in some of the zoos, some of the jungles being animal, or we are some other person, it is also possibility. So we are from time infinite, okay? So what does it tell us that we are to live here forever, right? Correct, Arjun, correct, we have to live here forever. The form might change. Today we are living as human beings. The other day we might be a devgati. Other day we might be narki naragati in hell. Other day we might be the animal, the cow, the pig, the anything, horses, buffaloes, anything we could be, right? Or if we do something good, we might be arhanta as well. We might be siddha. We'll be becoming Bhagwan. Okay? We will become Bhagwan also. So our situations are changing. But what is remaining constant? That we exist. We feel. Right? The things are happening to us and we are there. The existence. Are you getting the emphasis? The emphasis on that existence, that we remain. So we are remaining forever. Right? Like for these 20 years, I was remaining all the time. Okay? When I was in school, in my play group, and then when I got into the college, when I am at present in different city, when I do different locations, when I talk to different people. What remains common? I exist, right? Now, this is one part of our existence. So now keep it aside. Now we look around, okay? Now tell me, Jaimin, you used to look like, how you used to look like 4 years back, you look the same today? Dia, do you look the same today you used to look 4 years back?
No.
No, you don't look the same. Why? What happened? Why you changed?
Because I grew.
Yeah, you grow. Very good, very good. Okay, now look around, look around. The trees on their feet, are they looking the same? If you see, okay, the plantation in the garden, the things, the flowers in the garden, they're not always the same number of flowers that a plant has. Some will get plucked, some will be plucked, some will fall down, okay? Now, our knowledge that we had like 5 years back, is it same or we have known some more things?
More things.
So now, okay, so we have the same number of clothes or we have some more number of clothes or we have some less number of clothes. They're not the same sizes, obviously, we have grown up. So if I concluded in a sentence, so except my existence, everything has changed. I have grown up, my knowledge has grown up, I have the things around me, they are also getting older. My bedroom, if it's repainted, it's okay. But it's same, but the thing, something is changing in it, right? So except I means my existence, that yes, I exist. Everything is changing, right? Correct?
Yeah.
True? Yeah.
True? Okay. So what I see, the change is the nature of things. They'll all keep changing. But during their all the changes, I will always be existing. Correct? Correct?
Yes.
Yes. So when change is the nature of things, why should I, who is here to remain forever, be affected by the changes of the thing? Why can I just not be just a witness to the change? Why do I get affected? Why do I become the victim of the change? To laugh at the situation and to become sad in the situation is becoming the victim of the change. And when I know the change will happen anyway, so why should I be worried on the change, whether positively or negatively? Why do I do that? What is the need to do? It is anyways going to change. So if I cry on the situation, I cannot do anything. If I laugh at the situation, I have not done anything in that. And it's not the guarantee. The next situation might come back again that is very, very, very bad than the situation we had in the last moment. Right? So this takes us to remain content in whatever happens. You have to remain patient. Don't get excited looking at things which go weird at present, and then when they fall back in a correct, like pieces come together correctly, you do not get excited. If you get contented, this will help you from getting the shocks that this change gives me. If I know I'm going to lose my wallet today, I'm going to lose some $500 today, and I lost them. So I'm very much worried. I'm for the whole situation, I'm all worried. I'm just tense. Oh, I lost my 500. And all of a sudden, somebody from the back comes and he gives me back 500. Now what I'm? Oh, thank you so much. Happy. I'm very happy. So what we forgot to see, like for that NR in which I was very tensed, didn't I waste that NR? Had I known that 500 will come back, did I need to be sad? Was there any need to be sad at that situation? The money which is going to come back, do we need to be sad about the things? Hello? Was there any need to be sad? Had it been known to me that the money is going to come back? No, there was no need to be sad. But what did I do? I actually made myself so miserable at that time. I was feeding out. I was very sad. I was roaming here and there. Where I lost my wallet, I was going to the station again, going to the park again, going all to the places where I have been to just to see if I have, if it fell down somewhere. So if it had to come back, it came. And if it couldn't come back, if it didn't have to come back, could I do something else to make it back? No, I could not have done anything. So when the situation, I cannot do anything, why should I be get affected by it? Why just not I let it be like, oh, it had to happen, it happened. Change is the nature of the world. Let me be composed. There is no use of my emotions pouring out. If I pour out my emotions, it's only me who is going to get affected. None of the things are going to get affected. If it had to come back, it will come back. If it will not have to come back, it won't come back. So that is the crux of living in this world. If people, you say, if they get some lottery today, they get some jackpot today, they're very happy. The other day, somebody gets robbery, somebody robs them, they are miserable. So had they not been happy in the first situation, they would not have been feeling so miserable in the second situation. Because what we do, we expect that things will remain same, but things do not remain same. So if we accept that things do not remain same, we accept that good will not remain good forever and bad will not remain bad forever. Therefore, we should not be happy in good times. We should not be happy in bad times. What should we do? We should be happy in all the times. We should not be dependent on situations to be happy or to be sad. We should always constantly be happy. That is the crux of these two lines. In rich joys and gloomy sorrows, we always have to stay composed that, oh, these do not affect me. I'm happy anyways. If somebody comes and robs me, I'm even then happy. Because they do not affect me. My happiness comes from me. I'm not dependent on any other thing for my happiness. Now do you get it? The situations, good or bad, they do not affect it. They should not affect us. Hello, are you all getting?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now you got the Arjun. Arjun, now you got the answer.
Yeah. Thank you very much for explaining it.
Yeah, it's okay. So we all got the logic behind it. Things are changing. It's nothing is in our hands. So we cannot say that, oh, if it is a good time going on, the time will remain good forever. No, nobody can guarantee. Even the insurance companies do not get guarantee for this. So nobody can guarantee in this world. So why to, you know, actually mortgage our emotions for that? Why should we put our emotions at risk because of this nature of the world to change? Instead, we should remain constant. We should remain happy in ourselves, and the life will be awesome for us. Okay? So that is the crux of knowing Jainism. It tells you the true nature of the things, and when you know the true nature of the things, you automatically start getting unaffected from the things happening around you. And therefore, you're leading to a happier life. Okay? Okay, so I guess time is up. I was wondering when we'll be able to finish this poem, and we'll try to do it in the next, okay, in the next class. Like two sessions we'll take to finish it, and then we'll be starting the new chapter. Okay?
Okay.
You all remember we did some play, I Want to Become God, last time? All remember?
Yeah.
So this time, do you want to do some play, or you want to do something like, other than play, any ideas, if you have, you want to do something other than this, like singing together or anything. Any ideas you have, you want to do different something different this time. We did play, we had dialogues and we were discussing together. That was the play last time. So anything new you want to do? Like, singing together is kind of tough, I guess, because of we are in conference with the time. Times get, you know, like, I speak at second one, you receive it at second two. So, there is a time difference. So anything you have, any ideas you have you want to do? Like, anyone? Any ideas? Yes or no?
We could do a play.
Okay, fine, we can do a play. other than play, anybody has any option, any other option? Everybody is fine with play?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So we'll be doing a play. I'll preparing the script and then we'll start rehearsing for that too. Okay? Fine. So today, I guess we have already run out of time. So we'll conclude today. What we'll do... Okay, anybody of you has actually learning this steps to be... See, whoever will be telling me, like, whoever will learn these two poems, the complete poems, he might end up getting some gifts from me. Okay, so we have to learn these two poems. Before we get into the temple next time, we should know these poems because these are the poems we have to sing in the temple, okay? This is Ved Stuti. I know this in Hindi language, okay? We in our Pathshalas, every kid learns this poem in Hindi language it is. Vidra Sarvagyetankar Bhavijan ki apuro as Jan Bhanuka Uday Karo Mam Mithyasamka Hoye Vinash. This is a whole poem in Hindi. Oh God, devoid of attachments is Vidra, then Sarvagya, Hitankar, is it Obdeshi. So, we have to learn this because whenever we go to the temple, we should not be blank. We know Ramokarmantra, Chatari Mangal Pat and blank. We do not know anything else. So, at least we should know some words to praise the Bhagwan, to praise the God, right? So, whoever will learn this poem, these two poems, my introduction and Dev Suti, he might end up getting gifts from me. Okay, so please try to learn this poem. The complete stanzas, okay? Fine? Okay?
Okay.
Hello. Okay. And if you have any question, you can ask me, okay? Fine. So today we'll conclude the session with my introduction. I mean, I'm not going to give you my introduction. It's my introduction PPT.
I have to open that on emoji.
Yes.
Also, on emoji, is the adults class on today?
What?
Is the adult class on after this?
Is what class? Doubt class?
The adult. Adult.
Yeah, doubts. You have doubts. Okay, we can have doubts class when?
Oh, no. My mom was wondering when the adults class was. Is it right after?
Okay. No. Like Chaydala, the other class.
No, it's not today. Arjun, it is not today. It is on
Saturday.
So it will be next Sunday.
It's next Sunday. Okay, that's what my mom thought. She just wanted to confirm.
Yeah, okay. Yes, we all opened it?
Yeah.
Can you give me a minute?
Okay, so we'll today try to sing it. Yeah, okay, Jenny. So what we are going to do today is we are going to sing it, try to sing it together. So try to synchronize with everybody, okay? But keep singing your own. Don't stop to listen to any other body that what he is singing. Just keep singing and we'll get the rhythm together, okay? Because if we could sing together, then we can do something good in this play as well.
Okay,
Jamin, you're done? Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so we all will sing for ourselves together. We do not stop to see where the other person is singing, okay?
Okay.
Shalom, we'll start.
Your
soul is mine.
No.
Jai Junendra, Jai Junendra, Jai Junendra, Jai Junendra.